Welcome to another episode of the Daily Stoic Podcast. On Thursdays, we do double duty, not just reading our daily meditation, but also reading a passage from the book, The Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living, which I wrote with my wonderful co-author and collaborator, Stephen Hanselman. And so today, we'll give you a quick meditation from one of the Stoics, from Epictetus, Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, then some analysis from me, and then we send you out into the world to do your best to turn these words into works. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. It's always sensitive talking about these things, but Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/TDS. That's hims.com/TDS for your personalized ED treatment options. Hard mints are a chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with your healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Stop waiting to demand the best for yourself. Look, guys, 2 days left to sign up for the Daily Stoic New Year, New You Challenge. Stop putting it off. If you're going to do it, let's do it. I can't wait to see you. Sign up at dailystoic.com/challenge. But anyways, here's today's message. This is that weird time of the year where we start to think about how we want the following year to go. In this case, how we want 2022 to go. We start thinking about what we call resolutions, the promises we make to ourselves about what we're going to do in the next 12 months, the habits we're going to quit, the skills we're going to learn, the standards we're going to hold ourselves to. Now, on the one hand, it's a wonderful and inspiring bit of reflection that the whole world comes together to do this at the same time. It's excellent that everyone has finally decided to get in shape, to stop smoking, to try to give back more, to commit to being a better friend or relative, or to read a certain number of books. But it's also strange that everyone puts it off for so long. We treat our self-improvement like it's a school project we hope might just complete itself, praying that maybe our teachers or parents will handle it for us. Well, they won't. Epictetus asked, why is it that we wait to demand the best for ourselves? It's crazy. And here you are today, staring down the barrel of 2022. And while the best time to demand the best for and of yourself was years ago, second best time is now, right now. Put the missed opportunity behind you and repeat this passage from Epictetus. From now on, then, resolve to live as a grown-up who is making progress and make whatever you think the best law is that you never set aside. And whenever you encounter anything that is difficult or pleasurable, highly or lowly regarded, remember that the contest is now. You are at the Olympic Games. You cannot wait any longer. And that your progress is wrecked or preserved by a single day and a single event. Can you do that? Can you start right now? Stop putting stuff off. No more I'll start on Monday. No more in the future I'll do better and expect better. No. Demand the best for yourself now. It's what a grown-up does. And look, for the last 4 years, we've been doing this, the New Year, New You Challenge here at Daily Stoic. 21 actionable challenges presented one per day, built around the best, most timeless wisdom in Stoic philosophy. If you're serious about wanting to get the best out of yourself, this challenge has done that for literally thousands of people over the last 4 years, all over the world, in all different walks of life. 3 weeks of actionable challenges presented in an email per day from me. I do the challenges right alongside you. You'll see me in the Discord chat. You'll see me on the weekly calls we do together. But look, there's just 2 more days left to register. We always watch people wait. They always put it off, and then they don't come around to it. So don't wait. Sign up for the Daily Stoic New Year, New You Challenge to start 2022 off right. You can do that at dailystoic.com/challenge. We'd love to have you. And remember, Daily Stoic Life members get this challenge and all the other challenges we have planned for next year for free, plus our really popular past ones. So we'd love to have you there too. Sign up at dailystoic.com/challenge. Taking the bite out of it. And I'm reading to you today from the Daily Stoic 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living by yours truly, and my co-author and translator, Stephen Hanselman. You can get signed copies, by the way, in the Daily Stoic store. Over 1 million copies of the Daily Stoic in print now. It's been just such a lovely experience to watch it spend more than 250 weeks, consecutive weeks on the bestseller list. It's just an awesome experience. But hope you check it out. We have a premium leather edition at store.dailystoic.com as well. But let's get on with today's reading. To bear trials with a calm mind robs misfortune of its strength and burden. That's from Seneca's play, Hercules. The people you admire, the ones who seem to be able to so successfully handle and deal with adversity and difficulty, what is it that they all have in common? Their sense of equilibrium, their orderly discipline. On the 1 yard line, in the midst of criticism, after a heartbreaking tragedy, during a stressful period, they keep going. Not because they're better than you, not because they're smarter, but because they learned a little secret. You can take the bite out of a tough situation by bringing a calm mind to it, by considering it and meditating on it in advance. And this is true not just for our day-to-day adversities, but for the greatest and most unavoidable trial of it all, our own eventual death. Could come tomorrow, it could come in 40 years. It could be quick and painless, or it could be excruciating. Our greatest asset in the ordeal will not be religion, will not be the wise words of philosophers. It will be simply our calm and reasoned mind. You know, I was just writing about this. I'm writing the Temperance book right now. And there's a quote from Angela Merkel that she has on her desk. I won't try to do the German pronunciation. She's saying there is strength in calm. Right? Try to think about a situation that you've ever made better by freaking out. Try to think of a situation where you're glad you were anxious, you're glad you were worried. It doesn't help things. It stresses you out, it stresses the people around you out. It tires you out, right? It messes with your decision-making abilities. And so the reason the Stoics think about the worst-case scenario, we do the pre-meditatio malorum. The reason the Stoics aren't looking at the world through rose-colored glasses is that, you know, they don't want to be saying, as Seneca said, I didn't think that could happen, right? You want to be able to say instead, as Epictetus said, ah, this is what I trained for. This is what I've prepared for. I recognize this. I know what I'm supposed to do here, right? That's what philosophy is about. That's what Stoicism is about for the big and little adversities of life. It's a tool. It's a way to prepare. It's a way to take the bite out of them in advance. And most of all, this the big elephant in the room, the thing this is directed at, which the whole sort of final month of the Daily Stoic is directed on, is that idea of death or mortality. Cicero, Montaigne, they're all riff on this idea that to philosophize is to learn how to die, that ultimately that's the thing that we're all preparing for. It's the one thing that we're all going to do. And so we think about that in advance too. I don't like dwell on death. It doesn't depress me, but I do think about it often. I mean, look, here's my Memento Mori coin. I've got a reminder of like a piece of a tombstone. I've said this before on my bathroom counter. I've got a bunch of different little reminders of mortality for a reason, right? Because I don't want it to be a looming thing. I want it to be something that's there, that I'm familiar with, that I'm intimate with, that I understand. And then that shapes how I act in the present. It makes me quicker to apologize. It makes me quicker to move on. It makes me quicker to accept. Also makes me quicker to feel gratitude and joy and happiness. Because I don't know how long I have. None of us do, right? So we prepare. To philosophize is to learn how to die. That's also to philosophize is to learn how to live. How to live with the reality of this predicament, this fact that we were all all born with a terminal diagnosis. The prognosis was fatal from birth. So we study it, we get up close and personal with it. Just as the prognosis was difficulty, adversity, Murphy's Law, it's always there. It's always there. But to be calm, right? To be calm is to be strong. To prepare for them in advance robs them of some of their power, makes us stronger, better, braver, calmer. So here we are almost wrapping up the year. I hope Memento Mori has been a part of your practice, but I hope you make it part of your practice. It's been totally life-changing for me. And I wish you all the best. I hope to see you in the Daily Stoic New Year, New You Challenge that we're doing. And it's really my honor and pleasure to be able to produce this podcast, to make this stuff for you guys, to be supported in my pursuit of this philosophy, to be made better. You know, Seneca says that we learn as we teach. I feel like I got the best job in the world. I appreciate all the support. It's been wonderful meeting many of you at the Painted Porch this year. It's been wonderful hearing from you, the way that Stoicism has changed your life, the impact that it's had. That keeps me going. I feel the same way. And wishing you a happy new year, and we'll talk soon. Demand more of yourself in 2022. And one of the ways you can do that is by joining us in the Daily Stoic New Year, New You Challenge. All you have to do is go to dailystoic.com/challenge to sign up. Remember, Daily Stoic Life members get this challenge and all our challenges for free. But sign up, seriously. Think about what one positive change, one good new habit is worth to you. Think about what could be possible if you handed yourself over to a little bit of a program. We all pushed ourselves together. That's what we're going to do in the challenge. I'm going to be doing it. I do the challenges, all of them, alongside everyone else. I'm looking forward to connecting with everyone in the Discord challenge, all the other bonuses. Anyways, check it out. New year, new you, the Daily Stoic Challenge. Sign up at dailystoic.com/challenge. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Guy Raz's How I Built This is a podcast where each week he talks to the founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you hear these entrepreneurs really go into their story. And Guy is an incredible interviewer. He doesn't just dance around the surface. He has real questions because he himself is an entrepreneur. He's built this huge show and this huge company. In a recent episode, they talked to the founder of Liquid Death, that crazy water company that's become this billion-dollar brand. Follow the show on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. And for a deep dive in daily business content, listen to Wondery Destination for Business podcasts with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Wondery means business.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.